We have done it, but I haven't seen that done in a long time. Make a haystack, like, put up a pole up the middle of it, and then build around it. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
The haystack. Well, I've seen that, and have piled the hay up there. Now, I never did plow because my brothers, I had brothers. We girls worked in the field all right, but we didn't plow because the boys did that. But I've had stacked that hay up there. Yes, I have. And around this pole up through the middle.
Do you remember if you had a wagon that you brought the hay in from the field with, and maybe it had this kind of wooden
frame?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, I do remember about it.
Did it just extend out from the sides so that you could count?
Extend out from the sides, where it'd hold more. Hey. Yes, Dad had some of them. And we had what we call the meadow. That was of the original. And there's something interesting, you may know it and you may know not. That this Pereira hay, I don't know now just about this section, I'm talking about out north of town, where I was reared.
Yes, ma'am.
I told you I was born and reared on Jacob's Pereira, and it was bounded by Tidwell and Black Cat. I've told you that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, oh, let's see now, what was it that was interesting I was going to tell you? And that was more interesting than what I told. Let me get my mind and I'll get that.
All right.
Oh. I forgot off telling you about Tibbling. Oh, yes, I know now what it was. I told you that I was born on Jacob's Prayer. And you know what a prayer, I spelled it for you the other day, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
P-R-A-I-R-I-E. Well, do you know that Pereira hay, now here's what was interesting to me. That Pereira hay never did seed. It never did spread. But it was here when my people came here. And if there's any of it left, out in our area today, I don't know it. The last that I knew of being left of the old original prayer hay was up around Paris, Texas. And it's easily killed when you plow it up once it's gone. It's not like Bermuda. Bermuda, you know, it'll keep a sprouting and coming back out. And it's hard to get rid of. Bermuda is. But this Pereira hay, as fine as it was for the cattle, and the people would like to buy it as long as they could. Dad had 12 acres. He cared for keeping it, cared for keeping it. But it got to where that in the summer, we had the hay baler to bale that hay. And then haul it in and put it up in the barn loft. And those bales were about so long and so big, you see. One like these old big rollers now. And that was a lot of hot work right in the summertime. But that was storing up that hay for winter. But with that Pereira hay, repeating myself, it never did seed, and it did not spread. It was just here when people come in here. And when they one time plowed it up, it was goodbye.